It's muffed. New blood is in the building. Let's see what they did with the picks. This is the Browns 2026 draft recap.
Muffed.
Welcome back to Muffed. The Cleveland Browns just walked out of the 2026 draft with 10 picks, a top 10 swing on the trenches, in a class that leans so hard offensive it's practically tilted. Andrew Berry and Todd Monken stockpiled offensive talent like they were daring you to ask about the other side, then snuck in two defenders late. The headliner's a coin flip, Spencer Faino at 9 or Casey Concepcion at 24, with a 6th-round quarterback dart that might be the most fun bet of the weekend. Berry's own surprise of the class, safety Emmanuel McNeil Warren at 58. Let's get into it.
Start up front, because that's where Cleveland spent the premium capital. Utah tackle Spencer Faino came off the board at 9 with a 9.77 relative athletic score, a 0-10 grade against every tackle tested since 1987, putting Faino in the top 3% ever measured. Cleveland's 2025 protection absorbed 51 sacks and 134 quarterback hits. The answer at 9 was to plant a top decile athlete on the edge of the pocket, then they doubled down. Florida's Austin Barber at pick 86 posted a 9.84 relative athletic score, top 2% of tackles ever tested. At 146, Alabama center Parker Brailsford came in at 8.52. Berry invoked the J.C. Treader and Tyler Linderbaum archetype, pivots who pull, climb, and stress the perimeter, saying Brailsford gives them a lot of optionality in the run game. Asked if this was about Joel Bitonio's future, Berry pushed back. When this line was the best in the league, it was deep, not just good. Three offensive linemen, two inside the top 100, all three with strong testing.
Smash trenches weekend. The passing game investment is where this class shows its full hand. Cleveland's 2025 offense posted minus 175.52 total expected points added, minus 0.29 per play with 16 touchdowns against 24 turnovers. Berry's answer, Texas A&M's Casey Concepcion at 24, then Washington's Denzel Boston at 39. Boston's tape backs it, 62 catches, 881 yards, 11 touchdowns with a plus 0.62 predicted points added per play for plus 45.44 on the season. Those 11 scores ranked 4th in the Big Ten, 13th nationally. At 170, they grabbed Cincinnati tight end Joe Royer, size, hands, inline Y, or flex F, plus 0.73 predicted points added per play, plus 26.36 total. Then in the 7th, at 248, BYU's Carson Ryan, 45 catches, 620 yards, plus 0.59 per play, and a 9.27 relative athletic score, top 8% of tight ends ever tested. Two tight ends with elite efficiency profiles in the same class. And then there's pick 182, Arkansas quarterback Talen Green, and this is where Berry swung for the fence. The athletic case is loud, a 9.99 relative athletic score, essentially perfect. Berry compared the size-speed combination to Calvin Johnson territory. Production 2,714 passing yards, 19 touchdowns, 11 picks, plus 779 rushing yards and 8 scores on 138 carries, plus 0.41 predicted points added per play, plus 170.54 on the season in the SEC. The honest tension is the turnover number, 37 across two seasons, and Berry addressed it head on. High volume dropback offense, brutal schedule, defense that couldn't get off the field. He invoked early career Josh Allen, enough explosive plays to absorb the mistakes while the polish comes. Green is staying at quarterback. The pick is a developmental swing on rare physical tools, full stop. Defense was lighter in volume but pointed. Cleveland's 2025 unit graded out reasonably, minus 71.01 passing expected points added allowed, 53 sacks delivered, but generated only 16 takeaways in 17 games and surrendered 1,998 rushing yards. Toledo safety Emmanuel McNeil Warren went at 58, 77 tackles, 5.5 for loss, 6 pass breakups, and a 9.41 relative athletic score, top 6% of free safeties ever measured. Berry called him a DNA match for this defense, speed, range, willing to trade a little size for it. At 149, Alabama linebacker Justin Jefferson, 79 tackles, 6.5 for loss, 3 sacks, 5 pass breakups, and a 9.23 relative athletic score. With special teams value baked in for a year one floor, two athletic testing monsters, both north of 9.2. Pick of the draft, you can argue Concepcion in round one. The answer is Faino, and not just for the testing score. Cleveland spent 5 picks on the passing game, including a developmental quarterback whose entire path depends on clean pockets and a functional run game. None of those bets cashed without the tackle position stabilizing first. Fano at 9, Barber at 86, Brailsford at 146. That's the foundation everything else is built on. The receivers and tight ends in the swing on green are the headlines. Fano is the load-bearing wall. The 2026 question is whether the defensive math holds. This draft answered with exactly 2 defensive picks, both day 2 or later, both leaning on testing over premium college production. McNeil Warren had 0 interceptions at Toledo despite the 6 pass breakups. Jefferson is a 5th-round linebacker whose path to snaps runs through special teams. If the offense doesn't come alive behind the rebuilt line and the receiver investment, the defense is being asked to carry heavier with very little fresh help. But the bet is clear: protect the quarterback, give the playmakers more playmakers, let the existing defensive core hold serve. Muffed! That's the Browns 2026 draft class. 2 things before you go. 1, if you want a weekly recap for the Browns when the season kicks off, subscribe to the Browns feed wherever you're listening. 2, if you want the same treatment for your fantasy roster every week, head to muffed.ai and we'll build you a custom weekly show. That's the wrap.